Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. How would you like to make money by sending ships into space? Keep listening to find out how. Hello, hello. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. It is great to have you with us. My name is Campbell, and in the studio, I have Peter with me. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Campbell. Hello, everyone. Good to be here.
All right, Peter, we have a very interesting business lesson today. What are we talking about?
We do. We're talking about SpaceX, the aerospace company founded by Elon Musk. And it is considering a big step in the company's history.
Mm-hmm. So what do you know about SpaceX exactly?
Honestly, I know, as they say, I only know what I read in the papers, which is to say not much. I just have not followed the life of SpaceX. I'm aware of its, you know, its popularity and that it's kind of a big deal, but I know there are something with rockets, something with spaceships. But yeah, I was actually happy to read this article because it did give me some needed background on SpaceX and where they're at and where they think they're headed.
Yeah. You know, I'll be honest too. You know, before this article, I had only heard of SpaceX. I mean, we know Elon Musk from Tesla, right? The electric company, electric car company. And SpaceX is one of his other companies. And I've only heard of the name, and I knew they had something to do with rockets and spaceships, but I didn't know a lot, just kind of like you, about the company itself.
Right.
So just a little bit of background on the company. It was founded in 2002 and is a private aerospace company, at least for now. We're going to see how that may change in the near future. And it has a strong emphasis on reusable rocket technology. So that is the main focus of this company. And they have a lot of elaborate goals that they want to achieve.
Yes, yes. Elaborate, ambitious, some might say even, well, overly ambitious.
Yes.
But we'll see about that.
Yes. So we have a lot to talk about. So let's get into our article and then we will break it down piece by piece. So join us at the top of the article and then we will read through the first two sections. SpaceX's biggest launch? The prospect of buying stock in Elon Musk's aerospace company. SpaceX has transformed the aerospace industry with its reusable rockets, radically lowering the cost of lifting satellites into space while bringing internet service to all corners of the globe with its Starlink network. Now, Elon Musk's privately held company is eyeing what could be the largest initial public offering, IPO, ever, as it faces multiple challenges, including landing Americans on the moon, satisfying the billionaire's ambitious, if quixotic, desires to colonize Mars, and potentially putting AI data centers into orbit. The company is seeking to raise more than $30 billion with an IPO that would value the company at $1.5 trillion, according to reports. The funding could speed development of its deep space Starship spacecraft, key to its Moon and Mars missions, as it explores the orbiting data center concept, all of which has drawn skepticism given their need for cutting-edge technological advances. Here's what to know about Musk's plans for the company. SpaceX has been private since it was founded in 2002. Why is it going public now? Plain and simple, the company has a voracious appetite for capital. Musk said on his social media network X that the company's revenue would top $15 billion in 2025. But when your goals are to land astronauts on the moon, colonize Mars, and assist development of the most sophisticated AI, there is never enough money. right. So there we hear about some of Elon Musk's ambitious goals. But before we get into that, let's go back to the beginning of the article. I think this is an interesting title, Peter. It says SpaceX's biggest launch. It's kind of a play on words there.
Right, right. A little play on words where a launch, normally we'd think of launching a rocket or a spaceship, and that's what SpaceX does. But launch can also mean, in a more general sense, just the beginning of something. You and I both worked in the theater, and we could say that on the first day of rehearsal for a new play, you could say that's the launch of the play.
Mm-hmm.
We don't use it that often in the theater, but you could, because
right.
that's the idea of a launch outside of the aerospace industry.
Right. So it's kind of a beginning of something,
yeah.
right? And what is this launch? Well, the company is going to go public, and we'll discuss a little bit of what that means in a few minutes. But first, it says the prospect of buying stock in Elon Musk's aerospace company. Now, you know, Tesla, when it went public, it was great. You know, people could buy a piece of the Tesla company, and a lot of people have made money because they invested in stocks
right.
with Tesla. Now, SpaceX has been a private company, meaning that it's been owned by only a select, small, limited group of people, and not everybody could put money into the company.
Right.
Right. So only a small group of people could own it. And this company has transformed the aerospace industry. Now, I think both of us discussed an article, I think last month or the month before, where we talked about aerospace. Can you explain a little bit more about what is aerospace?
Right. Aerospace is the industry, the field is space exploration
mm-hmm.
and space travel, space communication, anything having to do with flying, aero, and space, flying into space. And
mm-hmm.
so that includes satellites, the space shuttle program when it was happening, and of course, rockets, landings on other planets or on the moon or other moons for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the aerospace industry.
Yeah. And what it's doing, SpaceX, and how it's transforming the aerospace industry is, as we mentioned earlier, with reusable rockets. Now, in the past, usually rockets are kind of one and done, kind of,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
like they use it and it's gone.
Right. If you've ever maybe seen the footage, history footage of the rockets that were first launched back in the 60s and 70s, and you see that camera shot at one point where the Earth is, you can see the entirety of the Earth behind them, and you'll just see like a part of the rocket fall off and start to tumble back down through the atmosphere into the Earth. That's basically the way they worked in the past. It was just one and done, as you say. They weren't, they didn't recover the rocket, they didn't use it again, they would just build another rocket.
Right, and that is incredibly expensive.
Which is incredibly expensive, yes.
Yes, and so being able to reuse the rockets, kind of like airplanes nowadays, right?
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
airplanes can be used multiple times. It saves on cost. Right. And so that's why the article says it radically lowers the cost of lifting satellites into space while bringing internet service to all corners of the globe with its Starlink network. Now, the Starlink network is another project that SpaceX and Elon Musk has worked on. Basically, it's a internet constellation, just, you know, a bunch of satellites that basically provide internet to everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, especially more remote areas, like maybe in the desert or maybe on a ship somewhere in the ocean where traditional satellite networks wouldn't be able to work.
Right. Have you ever used the Starlink then?
I haven't, but it does seem very interesting.
Yeah, yeah. No, neither have I. But the idea of being able to get a signal anywhere, being able to get Wi-Fi anywhere,
yeah.
You can certainly see the appeal.
And definitely. I mean, nowadays, without the internet, it seems like people are kind of handicapped, right?
Yes, sad to say, but yeah.
being able to be connected anywhere might be good, might be bad, but point is, he's trying to make the internet more accessible, right? Now, Elon Musk's privately held company is eyeing what could be the largest initial public offering IPO ever, as it faces multiple challenges. All right, so as we've been saying, this company has been privately held, meaning that it's been owned by a small group of people. But now it's looking at a initial public offering, an IPO. And what is that exactly?
Right, initial public offering. You can kind of piece it together. Initial meaning first. Public to the public instead of private, and offering, you offer someone to something, you give them a chance, you give them an opportunity to do it or participate in it. And in this case, the public is being given the opportunity to buy stock in SpaceX. And this is the first time that this offer is being made to the public, so it is the initial public offering.
Right. So basically what it is saying is in the past, it was owned by a small, limited group of people, people with certain qualities or criteria, but now it's being open to the general public. Anybody can own a piece of SpaceX by buying a stock on one of the publicly, on the trading platforms, right? And it's doing this as it faces multiple challenges. And what are some of the challenges that are mentioned here?
Right, right. Well, here's where it gets interesting, because it's not like this company is just smoothly sailing through the aerospace industry and making money. And now they're thinking, oh, let's expand. Let's do an IPO, allow the public to buy part of the company so that, you know, we can raise more money for the company. But they're doing it while they're facing challenges. And those challenges include landing Americans on the moon, satisfying the billionaire's ambitious, if quixotic, desires to colonize Mars, to colonize the planet of Mars. Make you colonize something, you make it a colony, you make it a—
make it livable.
Make it livable, a settlement of human beings who start a society there, a colony. And nice word there, quixotic, that this desire to colonize Mars may be quixotic. And that is based off of a classic Western piece of literature called Don Quixote, a great Spanish novel about this man who was well-intentioned but a little bit crazy and didn't see reality quite clearly all the time.
Right.
And so the word, which is in Spanish language, it's pronounced quixotic or quixotic, but in English it's you would say it as quixotic, and it just means plans that are not practical or based on unreasonable hopes about something happening in the world.
Yeah.
Sort of over, we might say naive, we might say overly optimistic.
Right.
So it's not a terribly negative terms. It
no.
just means, you know, you got a good heart, but you might not be totally grounded in your thinking.
Very lofty, idealistic,
right.
Not, like you said, realistic in some ways, right? And definitely this idea of colonizing Mars is, it's a very lofty idea. It's very idealistic, very not practical, you know?
At least not yet.
But it's just this grand idea to be able to basically establish life on another planet.
Yeah.
You know, and it's this big idea, and it's very ambitious, but that's going to take a lot of resources.
Yes, yes, as we'll see. And that's, of course, one reason that they are considering an initial public offering. Because this will, of course, when you go public like this, when a company does an IPO, that means a little less money for the privately held owners of it. And that's why not every company will automatically make a public stock offering, because, you know, that spreads the wealth around a little bit. But in this case, they figured they need the money to, you know, satisfy this ambitious, if quixotic, desire. And there's one other goal he has, one other challenge they're facing there that we see in that paragraph, the last one, potentially putting AI data centers into orbit.
Yes.
So Americans on the moon, colonizing Mars, AI data centers into orbit. You know, next up, you know, we send a probe to the Andromeda Galaxy or something. Musk thinks big. You know,
he does.
Him and his company, they
he
think
does.
Big.
And I mean, that's why he's been able to change the world in the way he has, right?
Yeah.
So we'll talk a little bit more about the AI data centers in the later part of this article. All right, so let's continue. The company is seeking to raise more than how much money here?
$30 billion.
That's with a B. That's a lot
that's
of money.
With a B. That's, yeah, a billion, 1,000 times a million. So 30 billion is quite a bit of money.
Yes, and, but as big of, as much money as that is, this is actually making the value of the company worth $1.5 trillion. right?
A thousand times a billion.
Yes. So in essence, basically, if you do the math, they are selling about 2% of the company. So not a huge percentage of the company, but 2% of the company is worth $30 billion, making the whole company worth $1.5 trillion. So that's a lot of money.
That's a big meatball, as we say.
Yeah. All right. So the next sentence here says the funding could speed development of its deep space Starship spacecraft, key to its Moon and Mars missions as it explores the orbiting data center concept, all of which has drawn skepticism given their need for cutting-edge technological advances. All right, that's a very packed sentence. Let's break it down a little bit, okay? Yeah. So the funding, so this capital that they're raising through this IPO could speed development, meaning it could make things move a little bit faster, right? Help them to develop these spacecrafts a little bit faster,
right.
Okay? Especially this Starship spacecraft, which will be its most powerful and most advanced reusable spacecraft. And this is the key to its Moon and Mars missions that we were talking about earlier, and as it explores the orbiting data center concept, right, the AI data centers. And it has drawn skepticism. What is skepticism, actually?
Yeah, skepticism is when everybody says this can be done, or everybody says this situation is like this, and you say, I'm not sure. I'm not sure the situation is like that. I'm not sure that can be done.
Yeah.
There's degrees of skepticism. Some might just be cautiously skeptic, you know, I don't know about this. And some might say, oh, no, can't be done. I don't believe it, you know, just very firmly refuse it.
Right.
But yeah, to be skeptical is to question a claim of some sort.
And it's within reason. I mean, we're talking about colonizing another planet.
Yes.
We're talking about sending satellites into space for AI data purposes. We're talking about landing on the moon. Mm-hmm. These are very, very quixotic, lofty goals.
Yeah.
So the skepticism is not without merit.
Exactly. Skepticism, not an automatically negative term, sometimes used in a negative sense. Oh, don't be such a skeptic. You know, come on, take a chance. But just as often, skepticism is healthy. To have in a situation where you have a lot of dollars on the line, where you have a great level of risk, it is good to be skeptical so that you really see clearly what's being attempted.
Yeah, and the reason for the skepticism is that to do all these things, they need cutting-edge technological advances, a lot of which doesn't exist quite yet.
Right. You can't just buy anything. Sometimes you need the money, but you also need for science, for ideas to be developed and to be discovered and invented, and the money can help that, but the money does not guarantee that.
Right. All right. So what do we need to know about Musk's plans for his company, right? So as we said, the company SpaceX was founded in 2002, and it has been private ever since then. Why is it going public right now?
Right. Well, as the article says, plain and simple, nice little English phrase there, just means, you know, to get down to the essence of the point here, plain and simple, the company has a voracious appetite for capital.
It needs a lot of money.
They need money. They need the moolah, basically. Yeah, yes. Voracious, a nice English word there, just means having an extremely strong desire to do or have a lot of something, and most often used with the word appetite. You would not say, oh yeah, my son, he's a great student, he has voracious grades or something. You know,
no.
It's not used in that sense. It's
no.
More just he has a voracious appetite or a voracious desire to get good grades.
Right, or a voracious appetite to learn.
To learn, yeah, right? Exactly.
And the interesting thing is, it's not like the company's doing poorly, right? So in 2025, last year, Musk said that his company's revenue would top $15 billion. It was already making a lot of money.
Already doing pretty well.
But it's not enough.
Yeah.
It's not enough. No, it's not enough, because when their goals are to land astronauts on the moon, colonize Mars, and assist development of the most sophisticated AI, there is never enough money. right? Yeah. Because they have to pay for scientists and engineers. They have to pay for, you know, all the materials and everything that they need and be able to have prototypes and all these things. It costs a lot of money.
Yeah, we're not just opening a Taco Bell here.
No, so $15 billion, that's just chump change.
Pretty much, yeah, for what they're aiming for.
Yeah, all right. So we have one last section for this article for today. Let's take a look at that section now. How would the IPO compare to other big public offerings? It could set a record. The largest public offering to date was conducted by oil industry behemoth Saudi Aramco, which raised $29 billion during a 2019 offering that valued the state-owned company at more than $1.5 trillion. In 2025, SpaceX conducted a private offering that valued the company at around $800 billion. It gave employees liquidity by allowing them to sell some $2 billion worth of shares. A public offering in 2026 could almost double that valuation while raising more than $30 billion, the report said. In comparison, the most valuable public company in the world is NVIDIA, the maker of AI chips, which has a market capital exceeding $4 trillion. All right, so we're talking about the IPO. We mentioned earlier that this could be the largest IPO ever in history, right? So it could set a record. So up to now, what was the largest public offering to date?
Right. Up till now, the largest public offering was Saudi Aramco, which is a state-owned, meaning the government owns it, a state-owned company in Saudi Arabia. And it is considered an oil industry behemoth. A behemoth, wonderful English word there, just means something that is very large. Mm-hmm. And you'll hear it, you know, in any kind of context here. It's in terms of the oil industry, a behemoth, Saudi Aramco. They raised $29 billion during a 2019 offering, IPO that is, and that valued the company at more than $1.5 trillion. That's the record up till now.
Mm. So just $1 billion short of what?
A billion shy.
shy of what Elon Musk is trying to do. All right. So in 2025, what did SpaceX do?
Right. Well, they conducted, meaning they began, they put into action a private offering that valued the company at around $800 billion. So this was not a public offering. This was not an IPO. It was a private offering to give them a sense of how much money they were sitting on.
Right.
And that turned out to be $800 billion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So what is the difference between a private and a public offering? So a private offering, basically when a company is established, they sometimes give employees or people who work for them shares in the company, right? Shares in the profit of the company, and they're able to own parts of the company, right? Now, when it's a private offering, some of those shares get sold to specific individuals, a small select group. Usually, they have to have certain qualifications like income or net worth in order to be able to buy these stocks or buy these shares of the company. And this gave the employees, okay, the people who work for SpaceX, it gave them liquidity. Now, that's an interesting word.
Yeah, liquidity. In finance, as you can guess more broadly, it just means something that is able to turn into a liquid, to become liquid. And in finance, it's when a business or person has money or goods that can be sold to pay debts. When you have cash that isn't tied up in a fund of some sort or in a project of some sort, it's just basically sitting in the bank and you can use it, you can spend it as you need to.
Right. And so if you're thinking about for average individuals, if you own a home and it's worth $1 million, you don't actually have
$1 million,
right? Yeah. It's in the house.
Right.
And you don't have that money until you sell the house.
Right.
And then when you sell the house, then you have the cash, then that asset becomes liquid, right? So it's just basically the company or the employees, they had all these stocks and the stocks had value, but they didn't actually have the cash in hand.
Right.
So being able to sell their shares, they were able to get some cash. So it gave the employees liquidity, allowed them to sell some of their shares. And overall, they were able to sell some $2 billion worth of shares. So I'm sure that was some nice cash bonus for some of the employees.
Yes. A Merry Christmas for a lot of SpaceX employees that year.
All right. So now the company is going public. So they're going to make a public offering. So now this is no longer just to a small group of individuals. It's to the general public. Anybody can buy a share of SpaceX, and that could double that valuation while raising more than $30 billion, as we've said. Okay. And in comparison, NVIDIA, which is the maker of AI chips, has a market capital exceeding $4 trillion. So just giving you kind of a general idea of what this company could be worth. All right. So what do you think? Are you interested? Would you invest in SpaceX? Well, before you decide, we have a lot more to discuss. So make sure you join us again for tomorrow's article as we look more into what this company is planning to do. Until then, I'm Campbell.
I'm Peter.
We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.